So you are welcome in the name of Jesus. I know it's easier for you to believe that the callings of God is automatic, but a careful study of the scripture and experience have showed us that it is actually otherwise. That one of the things that God does is not one of the things. We have seen that consistently that's the way he works, is that he will move. And when he moves, his move will cover a group of people, can cover a territory, can cover a denomination, can cover a generation, can cover the expanse can be wide. And sometimes that move can last for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4, 5, sometimes 10 years. What you will notice is that after that period, sometimes it can last for just the period that you were on campus. How many of you happened to you when you were on campus? There is a group of guys around that God was touching. Is it not true, Dennis? And then as he was touching you, you felt as of that time some people were bigger than you and you are bigger than others. How many of you it was like that? But you just noticed that 1 year after school, everything rearranged. I mean, if it's true, even from secondary school. So you now notice that after that time in secondary school, some of them were hot. I mean, if you started this thing from secondary school, raise your hand. Are you seeing it? Then after that time, some people dropped, others continued. Is it not true? In fact, you will keep wondering why those people dropped. You cannot even explain it because some of them were hotter than you. Some of them even taught you what you knew. You were just following them. How many of you, that kind of thing happened? You were just following them. University, the same thing. I came to Futo. This, my guy, was on fire. I know you don't like me, but there is nothing you can do. I've caught you today. When I'm through today, you run away again. I'll wait for you next year. Anytime I catch you. There is nothing he can do. God has kept me as a stumbling block for him. Any day he remembers me, he will be. That time I came to Futo, the first time, I think 2017 or 2018. Those days he was on fire, mad people. He is handling all kinds of things. But he is still doing well now. But somebody said, but. So my whole point is this. When we are in the university, who am I? There are people, they should not even mention my name in our first year. I was not even anything. I was going to church, and I'm pastor's child. After some time, I was committed in what they are doing. But I was not in the roster at all. I was still playing football well, Jesus, on that level. But I just told them to get my transcript for me. They got it. I saw the impact of that football on my result. God, I said, I wanted to slap that first year guy. Wanted to slap him. He said, why did you? Because I played. Jesus, 4 p.m. Neither death nor life can separate me from 4 p.m. football. Nothing. After playing till 7 or 8, you now take your bath, prepare, go and watch Champions League till 10, 11 in the night. Elijah, you are under attack. Jesus. Nothing could convince me, nothing. I was pushing it like that, pushing it. What they didn't tell me, I was banking on my intelligence in secondary school. You know those nonsense we now do in secondary school and still pass. How many of you are like that now? I didn't even read my book for in WAEC. Can somebody get me a face towel? I didn't even read my book in WAEC for Igbo language. I'm the one even correcting my teacher sometimes. In fact, my mother used to call me Igbo of Obalu. How many of you know who is Obalu? Many of you are too young. Hey, Jesus. The man is the one standard of people writing many books and all that. more that they didn't tell me I'm now in University of Nigeria. These people dealt with me. I was looking at her exam. I don't even know the head and tail. And you know, if it's secondary school those days, if I don't know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that have done it, if I don't know the answer, I will start solving and writing from anywhere. Writing, oh, hoping that my many writing will convince them that there is something in UN and in the university. Once they see jaga-jaga, they just mark, there is no time, they just mark you wrong. You are just wasting their time and energy. They just give you zero. That's how I labored and wasted. And then my 100 level, I don't know what happened, especially first semester. Second semester, I was trying to recover. It was second year that we started fighting. Amen. Don't blame me. It's part of what is good, though. It's part of what gave us to train. God gave us to train people. If not, how will somebody like Raymond be following me? Well, he's already a stubborn guy. He needs somebody more stubborn than him to help him. Is it not true? If it is not for somebody like me, somebody like you that is plagued by the demon of indecision, how will you be helped? Like this. The thing will confuse you till you are 55 years. So you need somebody like me. As you are still trying to waste time, I will kick you inside, be doing it. It's when you are now doing it, you say, it's God that when Papa saying God to God. Leave it. Okay, so you now notice that, and I noticed that those days they were heavy guys. Heavy guys. Those days, things were brewing in UNN that time. Huh? Where is my sister? Where is Chisom? Especially Castle, Jesus. Before you even entered, in our first year, they will be singing, praying from the road, from around that engineering area, going down to Franco. They are already, how many of you went to UNN? Where is OJB? From that engineering distance, they are singing, praying in tongues. I say, am I an unbeliever? That's how they are firing it, intimidating all of us. There is a way. They wear trousers like this, suspended, they are moving. I say, God, I no go make him. You see, what was happening is that, and that what I've seen it over and over and over and over and over. And I, anytime I see it, I know. And that thing is happening again. It's happening again. That's why I'm telling all of you now. If you are careful, you will know that there is a 10-year period that God set out. And brood like you. If you miss it, you will just be, you will fast 1,101 years. You will never be used for anything meaningful. It's not your fault. You just came late. Except there is somebody that dropped out. So what you now be praying for is, let somebody drop out. Let somebody drop out. Let somebody drop out. Don't worry, of course, one of the major prize is the cry for mercy. That's a prayer you cannot pray, and say, I have prayed enough. No, it is everyday prayer point. Nobody outgrows the mercy of God. Nobody. Nobody. So we are going to get there. The reason is because if you ask me by my own rating, I did not even reach anything. And let me say this thing. When we say the election of God, there are successive elections in the purpose of God. That means God can come and choose you people at this level. Are you getting it? For the fact that, let me use common entrance as an example. If you are not qualified for common, if you don't pass common entrance, will you be considered for senior WAEC? Are you seeing it now? So somebody can pass common entrance and assume that passing common entrance is the final exam that needs to be passed. And that is why everybody needs to hear what I'm saying now. Even people my level and people that is ahead of me and people that is ahead, there is always a price to pay to go to the next level. Are you seeing it now? And anytime that season comes, something will happen and you will notice it. It seems as if there is a shaking. God will move. And let me tell you, the move of God is not necessarily that the power moved or that, but we know that there is a sovereign hand of God beyond certain circumstances, certain things happening. Are you getting it? Some of the time, the reason why those things are happening is to you will now notice that it seems as if somebody is trying to reduce the number of people. Who is trying to reduce our number? Are you getting it? So, God helping us, we'll get to that point. In everything. In everything. This thing I'm telling you is in everything. In everything. I hope you know that to marry somebody like me is actually a calling. No, you have your ministry and all that, but it's actually a calling. And it is a calling that needs its own qualification. It's something that's serious. And that might be the same for some of you. To be the mother of Jesus is a divine calling. You see her and think that she's just like another mother that gave birth. No. Are you seeing it now? So, what happens is that, let's assume it's in this case. What happens is that suddenly, and I've said it, and that is why after some time, some 3 years ago, God explained to me, and I stopped blaming ladies. You will notice that there can be 55 ladies around you, and 30 of them will say that they saw vision where they are your husband. Let me tell you. I did a proper research and asked God. That thing is not totally wrong. It means, let me tell you what it means that they don't know. And I decided not to teach this thing now until I was married so that I will not be in trouble. Watch. But I know it. You can't be where I am without knowing much. There are many, many things that we know that is saving us from trouble. God will just call me like this and tell me, this is why this thing is like this. So what happens is that those people, as I have taught that time in UNEC, that I taught you people about the will of, is it UNEC? But it's at Enugu, about the will of God in marriage and all that. And I told them that the will of God is not necessarily a person, but a kind of person. Watch now, watch. So you can come around that 50 ladies and there are 20 of them, are you seeing it? That are the kind of people that can become wife for somebody like you now. Stand up, Lotana, let me use you as an example. Now. Anthony, stand up. Okay, sit down, let me use Anthony. Sit down, let me use Anthony. Go on, shaka, shaka, shaka. Are you with me? Follow. Out of 50, there are 20. There are another 15 that are daughters of Jezebel. That's not the ones I'm talking about. Yes. I'm not talking about the daughter. These 20 are actually in search of God. They are in search of, and some of the time, help me and close that window there. Please. Some of the time, a lady met me one time somewhere in the north and asked me, why is it? How can somebody like her be deceived? That she knows that she's not actually in search of this man. Why did she see a vision? Or why did she see this and this happen to show her that this person is... I said, what you don't know is that you are not the only one that that thing was presented to. Now, I'm warning you now. If God called you, there are about 100 people that he showed the same thing. Sometimes 1,000 people. And you will notice that more or less, all of them will be moving around the same area. Exposed to more or less the same thing. Are you seeing where I'm going? Having more or less the same handle, the same ability, the same tendency. That means they are the kind of people, if it is in the matter of marriage, that can be your wife now. Huh?
Many of them will not know. Then, as you are pressing into God, there is a level you enter. Some of them will be disqualified automatically, because by your growth, they have become people that lack the capacity to hold your vessel at that level. So they are automatically what? They didn't do anything bad. They just stayed where they are. I'm just using this so that you will pick what I'm saying now. So you can hear God come and tell you that I will make you the governor of this state. He told it to another 1,000 people. Then he will check. The person he wants to be governor needs to have a track record of integrity. You now took a post in maybe your school and squandered money. Took a post and then people know there is a kind of thing that will be littered around your party. By that, you have been disqualified. But you are still the kind of person. You will see some of these cases, the person laboring. Sometimes it will now be three. The person will be laboring to enter the finish line. But there are too much baggages. They can't make it. What I'm telling you. What I'm telling you. I speak to you by the wisdom of God. If you will hear me. Unfortunately, I have noticed that sometimes after giving people this thing, some they will hear, but somehow they won't hear. That ability to hear two times is purely the mercy of God. Some people can even shake, cry when it matters the most. Life will prove that they did not hear. Just 1 week later, they did not hear. But for the purpose of the people that God intends to show mercy and to use. And for many, 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 many generations, we know. And we don't know that we come 100, 200 years, many years after now, that we hear my message. So that they will know the path, the pattern that God has set. He doesn't change. It's still the same way. Nothing has changed. Nothing. Watch. As that thing is going on, they will be checking these requirements. Some of them I'm about to list out for you. They'll be checking the requirement. Checking the requirement. Checking the requirement. Checking the requirement. As you are praying, your prayer and your desire will be part of what they will be inculcating as part of. Are you getting it? The purpose of God will be part of it. Your ministry will be part of it. Your present level of development will be part of it. They told me to marry 10 years ago, or should I say 11 years ago now. If I had married that time, I hope you know that the person that will be my wife doesn't need to be much. Is it not true? And she will be the will of God. Won't she be the will of God? Until I move, we move. I'm not even sure we are going to. I'm going to get here. Let's assume I get here. Is it not true? Where are you from? Huh? Yes. Mm-hmm. You hear Igbo language. Are you getting the point? Have you seen people? People that married when they don't know where they are going. Suddenly they became the governor of the state. They refused to show their wife. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? The higher you go, you will find out that some people are no more fit. It's not, you are not wicked. It's not wicked. It's, even God considers it. That is why we say many times, especially in the case of marriage, you need to have discovered where you are going. It will help you to make your choice well. For your own sake, you will choose many terrible things if you don't know where you are going yet. Is it not true? You will look at a lady that is just beautiful, and then, how old are you now? 20. You are almost there. Look at a lady and then his beautiful figure 8. You know what is figure 8?
and then has front and back, and then tall, and then he walks like this. God, what are you saying? Oh, you should have asked God what he's saying. He will tell you. Then you will now meet what he's saying. It's not you saw somebody and you are now asking God what he's saying. You are trying to put word in God's mouth. He will tell you, my son, go, 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 go. Because he knows that instead of losing you, some people have decided, instead of them not to marry some kind of people, that it's better that they even stop their calling. Just stop everything just so that they will marry. Marry this guy. Marry this girl. What is this calling? What is the meaning? What does God mean by I have a calling? I'm a girl. I'm a lady. Your mother will even call you and tell you that women don't have calling. It's when they marry, they now know where they are going. Is it not what they told you? Shaka, shaka. So, as the thing is going on, some people are dropping. They are dropping for several reasons. Sometimes God will use tests. Test outside, test inside to check. Sometimes God will use capacity. Sometimes God can use many things to be sorting out. Sometimes, if it's in the case of marriage, they can sort out for you, or it will now remain three people. At that point, God can no more sort for you. You will now be the one to choose one person. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you what I know. In that kind of scenario now, there is still something that the other people need. That thing is called favor. Because if it's in the matter of marriage, you don't necessarily marry because you are the most beautiful. I read a book when I was younger, and that is one of the classics in the African Writer series. It is called what? The Beautiful Ones Are Not Yet Born. Ayikwei Ama, Segania. How many of you read that book? I know the younger ones didn't read it. Who gave you? Small girl like you, who gave you? I don't want to hear. You are too young. You read it. Who read it that is older here? Who gave you now all this? You should read it. If you are up to 30 years, you should have read it. If you are with me so far, say amen. You can be seated. I noticed. Do you know? I said it in one of our preaching. It bothers me. That is why I check some things. Some of the people we prayed with those. In fact, they prayed more than us. Some of them fasted. Some of them were the ones that took me to fast. I don't even know how to fast. They took me to fast. They just dragged me or went to the fasting. I was like this. At the end, I ended up, when we were going for Holy Ghost baptism, they dragged me. When they were telling somebody, touch this person. I wasn't looking like a man of God, unlike you. Stand up. You are looking like a man of God. Are you stand here now? Are you seeing this guy now? Is he not a full-fledged man of God? Tires! So, are you with me? Shaka. Those days, it's even gene that I was using. 300 level stock gene from monitor now. You can be seated. Hey, my God. With one polo, that the hand is here. The hand. Where? The hand is here. Oh, majority of what it takes for God to use a man is not seen with these naked eyes. Of course, there are things that God knows about you that you don't know about yourself. That also contributes. There are things that God knows about you that only you and him knows. And there are things that God knows about you that everybody knows about you. That one that people, everybody knows about you, that God knows about you, that you know, is almost the most insignificant. Because severally, people can be judging you based on that. And people can think that the requirement that it takes for somebody to come into usage in the hand of God is based on those things that he's seen. And many people can be deceived by that, including the mighty man Samuel. The scripture said there is no word that came out of his mouth that fell to the ground. But when he stood in the house of Jesse and saw Eliab, he looked at Eliab and said, "Behold, the Lord's anointed." And I'm sure, me like this, when I look at myself, I'm sure I look like David. The reason why I'm sure I look like David is because people have told me, they said, including in this conference, somebody met my mother and said, "Oma, who pastor? Oma. Hey, obele nwa." Somebody said, "Obele nwa." Because David was looking ruddy, was looking fresh, was looking... He's not just young. He doesn't even have muscles. He's not in the gym. You go to the gym, right? Huh? You stopped. But he's still over you. He's still looking. Like this, my guy, until fasting became too much. He used to gym and he walks like this. And I notice if you gym, you don't walk normal. You walk like this so that everybody will know that you have it. I don't have anyone. Is it, I fasted, if I gym, my stomach will go to the back. You know, like somebody told my sister, Odinaka, those days in UNN, she used to run around the stadium, and the person told her, "What are you trying to slim down you? Do you want to take your life? Because you're already too slim. What are you running? Quit. What are you trying to be fit? What are you trying to do?" That's how I look. There is no way you'll be choosing and choose me. Me, I know. If you use physical requirement, there is no way you will choose me. No way. I know you say, you come and say, "Papa, I love you so much." I don't believe you. The reason why I don't believe you is that is this version that you like. It's only God that have the ability to love the other version that is raw, rough. But have what it takes. That thing that it takes that only God can discern is what I want to show you. Because if God puts hands on you, let me tell you, there is no man that can help somebody God doesn't want to help. Are you getting the point? Of course, if God wants to help somebody, a man can decide not to help the person. But if God doesn't want to help you, nobody can help you. Did you even understand what I said? Now, I mean that the help of man is only useful if God is already helping you. You see, but God can be helping you and somebody will see it and decide not to. It doesn't matter. It can hinder you anyway. But at the end, if you become strong and God still wants to do, he can find any other way. But the most important thing, and that is why you need to focus on these matters that I'm listing out to you now. Very, very important. Are you with me? If you're with me so far, say amen. Amen. If God comes, brutes on us, he chooses the first set. Both in Revival Hub and every other place that this move of God is affecting, you will notice that God is seem as if he's putting his hands on people more or less at the same measure. Is it not true? More or less the same measure. More or less the same measure. More or less. Even if you are higher than somebody, you know that it is a gap that can be bridged in 6 months if you slack. Is it not true? Is that one a gap? It's not. Even in this place, once you slack, you are a living testimony. Once you slack for 6 months, 1 year, you come back, you are now, we will finish one conference, you did not appear. Meanwhile, I have to say it so that you learn. Meanwhile, before, in this place, is it not true? In this place, if I'm not around and there is any need to open anything, are you getting what I'm saying?
The point I'm trying to make is that all of us, we are more or less at the same level, at least in this. As you go up, it's more or less the same thing. You need to know what to do. Your job is not to check who is down and who is up. Your job is to make sure that anyhow it happens, you make it. Anyhow it happens, you make it. I told God, how many years now? When I was 19 years. I told him, I don't know how you are going to move, the way you are going to move, where you are going to move. One thing I have vowed is that anywhere, anyhow, that God is moving, I will be there. So all I was preparing my heart is not to be anybody special. I want to be in the center of God's purpose. As I will show you, our first point is always alignment. You are always there. Even if you are not sure of any other thing, make sure you are where God is. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll be confused. You don't know many things. You don't know. At least, just because you don't know anything, at least you should know where God is. Is it not true? Stay there first. It's not a small matter to be in the environment of God's election. Just be in that environment of God's choosing. Just be in that environment. God can be here looking for somebody or some people to use in the United States of America. We have received several prophecies concerning that nation. Are you getting the point? Do you think that you are the only one that was moved to come? There are many other people. I can tell you free of charge, it has happened to me 2 to 3 times. There was a particular season in my life that was a destiny-defining season. I was supposed to go to a particular place, and we were supposed to be 3. You have heard me say this before. We were 3 young men that were supposed to go there. And based on the pecking order, based on many things that is already on ground, the other 2 are ahead of me. Me, I was just, as usual, I was tagging along. I hope you know that. I hope you know that Benny Hinn was not the first person that started following Catherine Kuhlman. I hope you know that it was somebody that brought him. I hope you know that it was Jim Pointer that brought him to the meeting, taught him everything he should do. Told him if they open the door, he should be running and follow him. Meanwhile, as Benny entered there, he was the one that had the heart posture, the kind of heart, texture, posture, alignment to receive what is happening. The simplicity of his heart was so much of a fertile ground that the move of God cannot overlook this kind of person. Listen to me. It doesn't matter what I teach here. Huh? The heart, if you ask me to grade, should be 70%. Do you know the problem? Nobody knows his heart. You need to take it to God to test. If you ask many people, they will tell you that they don't have bad heart, that they have good heart. In fact, you can actually teach about the heart and still have heart issue. Because over time, what is in your heart will finally manifest in your action. You cannot come and dissociate action from heart. No, it's not possible. Now, what is in the heart is superior, but over time, it flows to the action. Is it not true? That is why, if we want to check heart, we have to bring it to an independent auditor. You lack the capacity to check how the state of your heart fits what God wants to do. Your heart is everything. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. What did I say? Write it. Are you a magician? Except you want to listen to this thing one more time. And my brother, that your jotter is meant to be used. What do you think? I'm thinking, I'm not sure I'm correct. In fact, I'm not correct. Are you following me now? God can be looking for somebody to use around your region. Just at that moment. by prayer. You are not even the one that have prayed the more or fasted the more or done anything. But as soon as God said, you saw me on Facebook and God said, go to Newi, you pack your things and started going. You did not even check whether, you did not, it was when you got there, you now found out you did not, you made mistake. Oh, you should have brought this because you planned to stay how many days? Almost everybody that came here, like as I know now, there are some people that came for this prayer and prophetic, they are planning to go back next tomorrow. Who is sending you back? You can go back and come back in 5 years' time. I don't care. You are on your own. God has not released you. You can choose to go now and miss out on something or stay. That's what happened to all of you. Is it not true? Which one did you come to? 12 hours. And you are here. Which one did you come to? Huh? P&P. And you are here. You used to wear eyeglasses. Jesus. This thing, is it a new one? Or you got it where you got the other one? A new one. Are you getting the point? How did you end up here? Do you know where you were going? At least if we don't know anybody, we know this guy now. Is it not true? Jehovah Oriata, and the guy is here. There are many people. Meze, you are here now. Sapi, you are here now. It will be banana December. There is no. Are you getting the point? Now, the reason is because there is something God wants to do. Some of you just ran away and then found yourself like joke. You are now here, like joke. You now stayed, like joke. You got work, like joke. You started school, like joke. And now that she's igakwa, like joke. Like joke, big people are now mentoring you. Maybe smart, you know. This, my sister used to do people like this. Even when I send people to her, she will abandon them. She will tell me, I don't like this one. And she now took you. I was shocked. Even employed you. Tell me, Mama Demma said this. I said, hey, Mwerikwa. Are you getting the point? How did you come here? When did you come, sir? Last year, January. What program? 50 days of print. Why didn't you go back? That's it. There is something in there. Before you now realize what is happening, you now find yourself, you are at Abuja, you are the pastor there. How did you end up at Abuja? How? You don't know. How did you end up in Cameroon? You don't know. How? God will still be cooking some things. Let me tell you something. If God said move and you didn't move, you need to say, know that move, you are not the only one that heard it. The person that moved, not just moved, the person that moved the fastest. Obedience is weak if it is not prompt. In fact, in some cases, obedience is, late obedience is equal to disobedience if it is not prompt. God told you to do something. I hope you know, if God told you to do something, he has told another person to do another thing that cannot happen if you didn't do your own. The project of God is like domino. You know what they call domino? Domino is like cards. You place one like this, stand them one after another. If you push the first one, if it falls on the second one will now what? Fall on the third. Third one will now what? Fall on. And you are the first. As he's telling you to move, he has already told the last person, I'm coming next week. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? When he told him, I'm coming next week, they now told you to move. You are doing your leg like this.
doing your leg like this. 5 days pass. Enter 6 day. If you are God, what will you do?
You quickly look for somebody else. Whether the person is less, 10 times less qualified than you, it doesn't matter. As soon as the person steps there, they push him quickly. Everything starts falling. When you come back, you look at the person and say, ah, but I'm better than this person. I can do this. Who even told, who does this person think that he is? We are talking about, this person doesn't know anything. Doesn't even know how to. Sometimes they even say, you don't know how to speak English. Don't know how to dress. Don't know how to do. Don't. Why? He's just lucky. I'm going to get there. If you have entitlement mentality, forget it. God cannot use you. If it has opened up from your mouth and you said that somebody is lucky or is just favor, say favor for yourself. Leave another person. Leave the person. If you have ever said that, it means that you are filled with entitlement mentality. Such a person, he can't make it because he will keep looking at people, keep looking at people, keep looking at people. Meanwhile, all you need to succeed is to remove your eye from people and look at yourself. As you begin to journey, if your calling begins to increase, your greatest asset will be focus. You look at people, you can't focus anymore. Anything is it, you start checking, is this person and this one and that one. That is why you are here. Entitlement mentality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is not your business. It's not your business to find out who is lucky or who is not. I don't care how they got to their own. Even if they came and they said that their own is easy and my own is not easy, I don't care. I don't know why God made my own hard. I will push. The major thing is for me to get there. You got your own like this, you got your own. What happened is that at the end, all of us got there. Is it not true? If you keep checking, why did God make somebody go? Why did their own like this? Why their own like this? That is, once you think like that, Satan has caught you. Once something comes, put your head. Sometimes you might not fully understand. It is when you are in the middle, you will find out the master plan God had. Sometimes that your prompt obedience can just be what will save your life. Not just ministry, including your life physically. Because so many of you that came here, Satan has planned that you will not live past 20 years. You should have died. You should have, I'm not saying die spiritual death. You should have died physically. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. This thing touches everywhere. And I have to be holistic about this. God can push you to come here and be pushing you to develop yourself. Develop your lifestyle, your character, your lifestyle, your character, your lifestyle. Suddenly, 1 year and 6 months later, a business opportunity will pop out and the only requirement we are searching, who has the tenacity of character to be entrusted with this 50 million, 100 million, 500 million. That's all we need. We don't even need qualification. We will teach him what to do. All we need from him is to have that ability. You have been dilly-dallying around lying. Up till now, if they give you money, they tell you to pay back. You'll be paying. They gave you 1,000 to pay back. You are paying 200, 100, 100, 2. Before, by the time you are through with paying the person back, the money is useless. Are you seeing it? So when that thing comes, because you wasted time in becoming the person that God ordained for you, that opportunity passes. It didn't pass, actually. Another person took it. Pray for 30 seconds. Say, show me, miss. I'm not saying you must pray. I'm just suggesting to you. As I'm saying this thing, a sincere person will know. Aye. This thing is so critical. It might not be the big things that will finally make the difference. It can just be the little things. And that is why we have to handle this thing. Go deep. A little more.
Jesus' mighty name. Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. I pray for you, you will not miss it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The mercy of God, even if Satan wants you to miss it, God will change the goalpost. Yes, it can happen. It can happen. God can change the goalpost. Look at somebody like Jacob. The guy is an usurper. He's bad character. The day he actually won something, it was his bad character. God overlooked the bad character and continued moving. He did something wrong, God still overlooked it. In fact, God actually used that thing. But it's a terrible thing that happened. God used it. For God's sake, the father already told this, go and get this thing for me. Are you getting the point? As he was going, this man clearly deceived his father. Bring something, gave him, and put himself. The father blessed him, and God signed it. Are you telling me God doesn't know that he's not his son? Are you telling me? Did God know or did he not know? That blessing, is it not coming from God? Can God speak to Isaac? Can God do something? Can God expose Jacob? Why did he allow it? He allowed it to be going. Even though he later dealt with that character flaw, but he has decided that that weakness will not stop him from using that man. Pray again for 30 seconds. Take on my weak. You know how feeble you are. Who told you you can meet up? You need mercy. Tell him, count me in. Then help me later. Don't count me out. Count me in. We can handle my weakness later. I yield to you. You can remove it later. You can, but don't count me out. Oh my God. You don't know how serious this prayer is. Some people just did a little thing and they were disqualified. But for you, even the big thing you did, God even decided to use your mistake. That is the covenant that God made with the children of Israel. That is the covenant. That is the covenant he made with David. The sure mercies of David. That is the covenant that we carry. You need to cry to God. He said, even if you sinned and misbehaved, I will still not cut short my agenda. At best, I will chastise you, but I will bring you back. Seconds. Pray for yourself. Don't joke around. Don't joke around. It's better you cry and pray now than cry later. The cry of repentance, the cry of travail and groaning is better than the cry of remorse and regret. Pay attention to it. Several people doesn't know what God uses to choose you. I have learned a little from my life. In this my short life, I have had the privilege of being around ministry and church for for majority of my life, 20 something years. And I can tell you something free of charge. For a man that has an eye on subsequent elections in God's purpose, that man should take everything as a test. And I've taught my people here in Revival Hall, don't joke with anything. There is nothing, if you are striving, as we taught the other time, striving for mastery, moving towards election, there is nothing that is casual for that kind of person. Let's assume God told you to be in the kitchen. If I'm the one, I will face that kitchen the way I would have faced the pulpit. I will give it my best. I will use prayer, approach it. Use studies, approach it. Use every kind of mastery. Who told you that the requirement to pass the next class is to do 3 days fasting? Who actually told you that it's 7 days fasting? The 7 days fasting can just be to prepare you for the main test. Just to pass a test. When I was doing youth service, that was another environment that God just put his hands on a few people. Of course, you know already, I fasted a lot. Fasted, prayed, night vigil, all kinds of stuff that happened. At the tail end, something happened. And when it happened, I acted in a different way from how people expected me to act. It's not as if it's within my power to act. Somehow, all those prayers and fasting was able to touch my heart. Have you noticed there are people, they pray, they fast, they do things, but their heart remains the same. They just want to touch power without something happening to them. You see them, they are the same. They want to touch God, touch things in God, and still be lustful, still be lusting after me. Still, they just are thinking, is there any way to be useful for God and still maintain all the sensuality of the flesh? And some of these people, if they come to the place of position, and some of them are everywhere, they teach people all manner of lasciviousness and looseness. Once you see people talking down on prayer, fasting, holiness, and all these things, this, and they still are in ministry. These are people that want to enjoy all the things in the world and what the flesh can offer, and still at the same time be used by God. Are you seeing it? There are people like that. Somehow, the things they are doing is not touching them. The challenge here is that some of these people can get one or two results. That is not enough. That is not enough. When that thing happened, my friend Nan called me and said, "Hi, Preyo, you have passed." It suddenly dawned on me that there is something to pass. I pray for you that when it matters the more, you receive grace to pass in Jesus' name. So the last shall be the first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Understand why does God need to call many? Why is he calling many? Is he not bothering you? If you want to choose a few, just choose them from the beginning. Allow all of us to rest. Why did he call 1,000 people only to choose only 5 of them, or even only 2? Has he not bothered you? Many are called, few are chosen. Is he not bothering you? Many. In fact, one first part of this scripture used to fear me from when I was small till now. So let's read it. 1, 2, ready, go. That first part, by what mystery did the last become first and first last? There must be some things we don't know. We
X-ray them now. You have to pay attention to what I'm saying. If not, even in revival hub, you come and say, we have been here from the beginning, 20 years, and there is nothing. That's how, have you not noticed it always happens in several denominations everywhere. Those people that didn't make it into God's divine, you can know. When something is happening here, if there is a platform, because what I call denominations, what the revival is, just platform, that's not the main thing. It's just a platform for expression. Are you getting the point? No, people that is around it, you will know the people that are making it successful, successive elections, they are making it higher and higher, and others are dropping. Are you getting it? If somebody dropped, especially at a critical point, and then others moved, if that person has been around for 10 years, that's where problem starts. Is it not true? Starts for everybody. Because the leader will not want somebody that has stayed for long to just stay like that without compensation. Are you getting what I'm saying? So they can put you some places, give you some position, and even give you some title just to compensate you. Hey, Jesus, compensate me with an election, not a human giving position. That is worth nothing. It's worth a piece of paper. It holds no authority in the spirit. Can't shift anything. Nothing can flow out of there. There is no office that paper can activate in the realm. It is not recognized. You are just there. You will cry this night. You will pray heavily. Heavily. Let me tell you. Once a man is taken from... that's what they told David. You were handling sheep. I took you from amongst your brothers and I made you king. Once a man is separated, you will know. Are you seeing it? When you see a man that is... won't it be clear? Sometimes it's where everybody, all of us, suddenly a man will just do and then stand. If you think that it is nothing serious that happened, try to do 1/10 of what that person is doing with ease. For example, see what we did in prayer and prophetic conference. Nobody is smoking. There is no smoke on us. Is there any smoke? If we arrange that place well, that thing is more than 3,000. That's a 5,000 capacity tent. We built it in 1 week with in-house labor. That means that we have developed both spiritual and human capital and capacity to host that kind of thing. Are you seeing it now? Come to the conference from first session. It seems as if God now said that this place is my house and refuse to go anywhere. Try it. If you think I'm joking, try it. Huh? You know what you do, Abiola? Try it. Call a meeting. Huh? Call a meeting. Offer them free food. What? Because many people, when they look at this thing, all they are looking for is tactics. They don't care anything about the spiritual reality that is behind what is happening. They are just interested in tactics, principle, tactics. Especially some of you from Lagos. That's the only thing you people are coming for. But I don't believe you are my man. This is the guy, anytime I enter Lagos, he will just be carrying me around. I will be cruising. My God. That's your can. Where you used to come that time, where the thing did? No, because you know one give me, that's why you left it in Lagos. Where is it? Is it here? You have to show me that can. How many of you have seen that can? That's powerful. So watch. Are you with me? Now, if subsequent season passes on you without going up, the next thing that we mean will happen is that you become an antagonist
of what God is doing. And so many of you, you can see it. Learn. There is always something to learn. Thank God for this day of social media, that everything is out there. There are people, their job is to check who is this one, how is it happening? And then if you are not checking, they are looking for the principal, free feeding, free accommodation. You do it, you come there, nothing will happen. Even if people come, they will come there and we do it. Somebody came and met my mother and said that she lives around that area. I don't even know whether the woman is herself, because she said she will come. She lives around that area, that people has done many meetings in that place. That what they do now, Abia Bahana, Kuguakukide, Wuchie, Jefo, is only song. How many of you know that it's only song, music? That's what they are doing there. Is it not true? He said that she has not seen this. That from day one is prayer, not normal prayer. And it's bulldozer that started. And I've been firing bulldozer that is off. So, Jiri Webiazi. I like that clip that you cut out for him. They don't pray, they pray, pray, pray. Are you getting the point? We taught his first session, second session, third session, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Including after an all-night vigil, we still came for morning session. Try it. Including your pastors and members will leave you. They will switch off their phone. They will not put it on. In case we will call them to come and do anything. Are you getting the point? Even when you are tired, even if you slept by 4:30, once it's 6:30, something will jack you up. You are still tired, but you are awake. That's what was happening to me. Am I the only one? You are still a little tired in the body, but your spirit is awake. You can't close your eyes anymore. There is something that has entered people. Can you make that thing available? That's what is keeping people. It's not food that is keeping people. The heart of a man is in pursuit of God. When you put God on display, everybody will come and wash. Stop begging anybody. Nobody will be able to execute his calling and ministry the way God called him, by begging up and down. Jesus came and met some people. I said, you brood of vipers. John the Baptist, you brood of vipers. Still, they are still coming. You don't know that there is organic way in his tongues. There is something he carries. Go for it. That's what somebody comes to a meeting and he knows that 30 minutes in this meeting is enough to change my life. He will pay the flight from United States of America and came and started eating gari with us. If you like, don't come now. What's my own? Because if you catch it and go back there, everybody will come. Because even the small one you have is a big thing in another place. No, it's Elijah. Maybe you go program, go use power, they finish people. You have something to say. Give him the mic. Is it not true? That small one you have, if you come here, the thing will dim. That's why I'm flying everybody out, because he's heavy now. Is it not Elijah mandate? If you come here, the Okune music, nobody will notice your candle. You need to take your candle somewhere. It's light. But are you getting the point? That's why it is not also good to look down on yourself in this kind of environment. Because this environment is naturally made like this to keep you on your toes. Are you getting the point? Because if you go out there, you will, before you know it, you start feeling like a champion. You come here, you feel like nothing. It helps you to balance up. If you ever go on the same strength in revival hall for 3 months, you will lose momentum.
If you ministered at this level and you are still there next 3 months, you will notice that you come, you struggle to flow. There is nothing wrong with you. You just remain where you are. Is we are a moving train, a locomotive, but we are moving at the speed of light with balance. Have you ever met me any 3 months at the same level? Never. You know they reach 3 months anymore, self. If you think some of the things we are doing is easy, try it. You have tried some things too. Have you not tried? You have tried now. You have tried, Lotana. You have tried. All of you, you are trying. Victor, have you not tried? He tried, give her. Test here. You better not do easy. Huh? Monsai Nigo. You have tried this thing. You have tried it. It's easy. At least you know me. You know me to my house. And you know. Anyway, that's another one. Perfect. You have tried it now. You have started. You have seen it's not easy to keep 15 people. 15 people. Just small thing. Warfare from inside, from outside. And all kinds of things. Don't even know. But once you receive a shift, it will be obvious. If God calls all of us here, God can call all the people in Meterama. He's just looking for one person or five people. The question and the purpose of this teaching is this: how do I put myself in that five? You have seen that it's not an easy thing to do. Are you seeing it? And as we will get to see, the first part of what it takes is not what you do, is what you become first. Because you can see this lady now and say that she came, that she's not part of whatever. Before you know it, bah, 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 she have a good heart. Pam! That's how you moved. There are people that have been here before you that you now move. Bah, 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 boom! Even when you are making mistake, you are learning, and then before you know it, you balance. You are now an elder. Don't be so. Sometimes God will want to use somebody in your family. He will want to use somebody from your village. He will want to use somebody from your state. Sometimes God will want to use just an Igbo man. Sometimes God will just want to use a Nigerian. Sometimes God wants to use an African. Sometimes God wants to use an African in the United States. Or a white man in the U.S. An American in Nigeria. Doesn't matter. He can switch. And then he starts looking for people that meet the criteria. He will not tell you what he's looking for. He will just tell you, go to Newi. How can people be moving forward and I'm moving backward? People are moving forward and moving backward. What is the relationship between I have called you as a prophet to nations and going to Newi? Are they related together? Say the truth now. Are they related together? No, let's be factual. They are not related. I have called thee as a prophet unto nation. And then you are now moving to your village. That's how I ended up in this neighborhood. I said, oh Lord, check and draw. What's the relationship between prophet unto nation and is in the way among the nations? But there is something that God will not explain to you until you obey. And of course, you know that it can work both ways. If you don't go to the nations can what? Come to you. Still the same thing. Are you not still a prophet unto nations? Whether they came to you or you went to them, is it not the same thing? They said that Kenny Hagin only traveled to one country. Abi two. It's not many. Huh? But Kenny Hagin discipled a 40-year generation. For a full 40 years, Kenny Hagin was discipling the whole world in Christianity. Huh? Kenny Hagin discipled the pastor that discipled the pastor that discipled the pastor that discipled the pastor that discipled you. Kenny Hagin, he didn't go anywhere. Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where he is. And he's just teaching, demonstrating this, the move of the Spirit, healing the sick and bringing the miraculous, prophesying. He can stand like this and manifest the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Kenny Hagin, he will look at you and things, he will laugh at you. You laugh with him. The things that God used Kenny Hagin to do, he has not used anybody before him, especially the manifestation. Are you seeing it? But he didn't go anywhere. But if you are coming up in faith, even till today, they will still offer you Kenny Hagin. You are here. I offered many of you Kenny Hagin. Didn't I offer you Kenny Hagin? That's how you build up till today. Let me say it clear. John chapter 17, verse 19. There is a price to be used by God. Write it down. There is a price. There is a price to be used by God for anything, big or small. Huh? And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through what? The truth. So that means from this scripture, it is not necessary for Jesus. The sanctification experience is not necessary for Jesus. Are you seeing it now? Huh? The sanctification experience does not benefit the person of Jesus as a person. I want to ask, what is the benefit of the death of Jesus to Jesus? What is the benefit of the atonement to Jesus? Is it not the person that have sinned that is in need of atonement? Are you getting it? Because actually the sanctification here, the death, resurrection, and all these experiences is for you. He said, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself. That means that the driving force behind the actions, the sacrifices, the price he paid. Actually, he paid the ultimate price. Is it not true? The motivating factor behind the ultimate price that he paid, which is sanctification. You need to know what it means for him to sanctify himself. In fact, if you cross-reference this scripture, it takes it to the atonement experience. Are you getting the point? That's not where I'm going. But he said, this I did for their sakes. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Does Jesus need his own blood? Does he need a healing? Does he need a deliverance? Does he need a salvation? Who needs this? Is it not you? Are you getting it? Now, he now said, for the reason of purpose, for the reason of the agenda, for the reason of the ordination, for the reason of what we want to achieve, I am doing this. That means if I don't do it, it is not possible for us to achieve the purpose. It is not possible. The purpose of God is eternally truncated if there is nobody that will step into time and cut short the damage that sin has done through death. And it so happens that the man that can do such a thing will be a man that has not been tainted by sin and death. Are you getting the point? So Jesus have to appear, not for himself, but for them. He said, the reason why I did what I did, not just what I did, the way I did it, is not because I need it, for you. So it means that for the sake of our assignment, the purpose of God flowing through our life, there are many things we need to do. Have you not seen some people ask you, why are you praying like this? Why are you fasting like this? Do you need to pray like this for God to answer? No. Sometimes, listen, for you, that is in pursuit of divine election. Huh? You cannot think that way. Because you as yourself might not need it. But for the sake of the people that you are called to, you might never be able to help them. You might never be able to deliver the assignment. You might never be able to come to the place where you are fit and qualified to become the person that will carry that assignment until you pay such price. Are you getting the point? There is a price to pay. Maybe you will show me in the scripture, if you can find it, where Paul said that, I think in the book of Colossians, he said that that there is a suffering that is remaining. Huh? Colossians 1, right? I think it's Colossians 1. There is a suffering remaining that he needs to fill up to meet up with the measure of Christ. He was almost like saying 1:24. Colossians 1:24. Quickly. Watch. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Sufferings for who? No. Read and meditate. Read and ponder. These sufferings Paul is suffering, is it for himself? Why is Paul suffering? For you. That means, if a man is committed, has decided that he will be a man that carries the purpose of God, brought to the place where he is an executor on behalf of God of his purposes, carrying an ordination, brought in into the power of that ordination, which is grace by an election. Are you getting the point? That man has to suffer, not because he needs it. 1 hour prayer might be enough for you to sort out all your problem in your life and for yourself. But if you feel that there is something God needs to kill finally in your family, are you getting the point? Not because of you now, because of your family I'm doing this. If I don't do it, who will do it? Your father. If you don't do it, who will do it? Your mother, your brother, who will do it? Huh? I bring out myself. That's how a man that understands divine election, that there is a price, a suffering that needs to follow somebody that wants to become the kind of person that can stand on behalf. Not for my sake, for them. That is what Jesus said. That is what Paul is saying. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up. This is serious. I used to ask myself, at this, who is even Paul self? Paul, the man they too talk. Just look at what a human being is saying. Let's read it together. Let's read it. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay. Nah. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Sometimes we need to fellowship with the cloud so that we become humble and know what men touched and they are still normal. Look at what he said here. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. He's trying to say there is something remaining of the afflictions of Christ for your own sake that he needs to bring. If not, what Jesus did will not reach you. Let me explain to you what he means. I hope you know that more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid for somebody's healing. Is it not true? Do you know that that healing will not get to the person until you pay your own? So are you getting his point now? He said, my own suffering is to make sure that the suffering of Jesus gets, the benefit of the suffering of Jesus gets to people. Meaning that the benefit of the suffering of Jesus will not move an inch. Whatever Jesus was able to achieve, attain, whatever is the purpose of God, we never move one inch until you pay a price. The higher the price you pay, the more God flows to achieve his purpose. Have you not noticed that one man that consecrates himself and comes to the place where God can use him, it will seem as if God will load him with too many assignments that he can carry. But there are other people. If you are God thinking like a human being, as an administrator, what will you do? Is it not to share it? Well, why is God giving it to one person? That means that there is actually an election. there is a particular kind of person, a particular kind of way that God will do what he wants to do. And it seems as if the person that meets that thing, he will keep pumping it to you, pumping it to you, pumping it to you. In fact, should I even tell you sometimes? Do you know what God will do sometimes? If you are the one he chose, he will choose you and then leave it to you. Any other person you choose, he will assume that he is the one that chose you. I don't want to go there anyway. But it's actually true. You need to pray hard. You need to pray hard. Your greatest labor is to see. The number one labor is to make elections. Anybody that makes it into election is over. Every other thing you are saying is just talk. Yes, is that serious? If you miss it, you have missed it. There is nothing we can do except to wait for another cycle. And sometimes we don't know how far that cycle is. Imagine a lady that is 27 years old missed a cycle, and another cycle is 5 years. By the next 5 years, you'll be 32. And in 32, you are, and Satan wants you to miss another cycle to make it 37. At 37, you missed another cycle, and it's we are good. You should make a durumo naba, durumo naba. Who's on Kellywe? Durumo. You don't know it. Don't kill yourself. Say after me, Lord.
Lord,
I will not miss my cycle.
I will not miss my cycle.
I want you to know a second thing. God chooses men according to and to achieve his purpose. This is what I mean. God chooses men according to his purpose. God chooses men to achieve his purpose. Is it clear? God chooses men according to and to achieve his purpose. First Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, chapter 3, 7 to 11. Quickly. 1:11 now, quickly. In whom also we have obtained what? An inheritance. Being predestinated according to what? Who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. See, the scripture said, now if you start before now, you can get a better perspective. The scripture is saying, whether it's predestination and the inheritance that we have in Christ, everything is according to his what? Purpose. Because very soon, I will tell you that one of the fundamental requirements for divine election is alignment. The reason why there is even a need for alignment is because there is a standard. Is it not true? There is a pattern. There is a purpose. That means men in time, their job is to align with what is already a purpose in God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You don't have the liberty of creating anything. All you need to do is to align with the mirror that is eternal and represent it in this first place. Everything God is doing is according to his purpose. Let this thing sink well. Everything God is doing is, if God wants to choose, is according to his purpose. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen. If, let's say you and Felicia now. Felicia, right? You and Felicia now. God will now come and choose Felicia. And you will look at yourself. Say, I've been following God from secondary school, university. I'm a pastor in Winners. I'm everything. I'm a civil servant. I'm all that. Watch. It's just an example. Watch. If we rate as humans, I can even say you. But the reason why God is choosing is according to his purpose. So if you want to make it, as we get into this program, you ask yourself, what is the purpose of God in this context? If you can find it, if you can find what God wants to do and achieve, it's over. Is it not true? It's over. Because you know that anytime God wants to lay hands on somebody, use somebody, he can only elect, use, choose according to that which is already his purpose. The driving factor, the motivating factor in the heart of God that makes him embark, choose, choose or do anything is his own purpose. So even if you look like it, if you look like it, you meet several criteria that is not, that doesn't amount to anything according to what God wants to achieve. Are you getting it? Let's say God wants to baptize the whole world with the spirit of prayer, and you have read the Bible 13 times, read it 415 times. They now tell you to pray, you can't pray. Are you getting it? What is the purpose in God's heart? Are you seeing it? But you have read Bible now. Is Bible not also a powerful thing? Is Bible not even more powerful than prayer? Are you getting where we are going now? So it's not what you think. It is what God wants to do. So the powerful person is not the person that is doing many things that looks big. It is the person that is actually doing what God wants done. Are you getting it? There is a purpose in the heart of God. The person that meets the requirement in that direction becomes the person. So God elects according to his what? Purpose. What you do many times is, Lord, what do you want to be done in this choir now? What's your purpose here? Because God is not, I know many people think that this thing we are talking, you will be thinking big. No. God always works with the small things around you. Is it not true? Let's assume you are in Sabo now, Sabo 2. In your own mind, God doesn't have something to do there. In Betterama, the person, are you watching now? Listen, there is a purpose of God he wants to achieve there. If you meet it, heaven now puts a grace on you. That grace will amplify to the point that it will become a grace that can serve. It can get to a point that you never imagine. Meanwhile, all you did is to devote yourself to kitchen. Devote yourself to something. Devote yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying? I told you people, I was an usher for 6 good years and became chief usher. Conferences like this, our prayer and prophetic, is not as big as this anyway. But I was the one washing the toilet. Vet hall, you know vet hall. I was the one, those two toilets, I was washing it with my people. Sometimes I will wash it and sisters, Jesus. That's how you'll be moving. When you are perfecting that one, you will not see the connection with anchoring a move of God until you master it first. Are you getting the point? God doesn't know the difference. What he's looking for is faithfulness. He doesn't know the difference between cooking. He doesn't know the difference between media and pulpit. You are the one making the difference. The day I made difference between my academics and my calling is the day I had problem. The day I merged the two of them, I knew that God doesn't see it as different. Are you getting the point? He doesn't see it. You have to just be as faithful as you are here, committed everywhere, the same thing. So when I come to choir, I will spend and be, whatever I cannot do is what I will not do, because I don't know. One day God will be looking for another Chris the Van Gwamna. Are you getting the point? For now, you are only singing. Jesus. For now, you are only singing. Nobody knows. You might have asked that rich young ruler we taught, where did I get the inspiration from? Yes, let me answer you. It's from him. I was coming back, going and coming back from Jos. That was the only thing I was listening to. Son talk. The man spoke like, hey! He has oracle. The man can sit down and speak for 30 minutes without opening anywhere. He can literally be moving through the Bible. I said, what is this? And when he sings a scripture, when he reads a scripture, speaks on it, he will turn it into a song. It was when he was talking about the rich young ruler at the end, when he finished, he said, carry your cross and follow. And follow. I thought it was a joke. He turned it to a song. I will follow you. I will follow you from now to the end of time. Let me hear you say it. I will follow you. I will follow you from now to the end of time. I know some of you are too young to know. Meanwhile, he's not too old. But I started listening to him from 2008. Chris Devan Gwamna. Sun Talk. Go and find it. I don't know about recent one, but go and find Sun Talk. It's actually Sun Talk indeed. Little foxes spoil the vine was what God used to circumcise my heart on Vet Mountain 2012. It was there that God told me that the problem is not the big things, it's the small ones. Little foxes spoil the vine. Hey, I cried. 5 days dry fasting, I was crying. I said, what is this? Who is this man? All he did, well, he was a singer. He was singing. Suddenly, oracles came with sounds. It was not only sound that came. He became faithful in sound and oracles came. He was not forcing it. It's not these people now that if you sing and then because that's what is in vogue, you now sing and preach and talk. That's not what I'm talking about. And meku onatarachi. It's not copying people up and down. There is no direct contact with heaven. There is no close on your lip. You speak, people are looking around at you. They are not moved. Nothing has shifted in their life. Their destiny is remaining the same. When the man speaks, you will know that there is a circumcision blade that he has. Go and listen to what I'm saying. Look for Sun Talk. Look for Shift. Look for the two of them. Are you with me? So, according to what? I think we need to stop here. Pray for 1 minute everywhere you are. Say, Lord, beyond my ear, let my heart hear. Pray. Sylvia. Doris. Confidence. Ades. Pray. 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 Is this all? In Jesus' mighty name. Tomorrow we continue again by 5 p.m. You can give your offering, your vows, your tithe, anything that you have. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. So, tomorrow by 5 p.m. Father, we thank you for this service. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You can greet 10 people. Especially.
We believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.